This is MSO News Sports, and our North Shore High School football coverage continues with Swampscott football coach Peter Bush. And Coach Bush, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
You guys are playing at Linfield Friday night in game one of the playoffs. So I guess, Peter, just a quick overview on how you see this matchup against Linfield, a team that's lost just one game out of league to a pretty tough North Attleboro team. So what's your take on the Pioneers?
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Bill, as far as what we're up against here. But they're 7-1 overall. You know, they play in a tough league in the Cape Ann. They obviously scheduled a very tough opponent with North Attleboro, and it came down to, you know, kind of the last series. So, you know, they're very, very talented. They're very, very athletic. They're well coached. And it's definitely going to be a tall task. But like we've been telling the kids all week, anything can happen now. Everybody's records are 0-0, and we're playing this thing one week at a time. And if we survive it, we advance.
You're right about Linfield being it's a solid program, as Swampscott has a rich tradition as well. But if you look at Linfield, Peter, what stands out to you? Receivers, running back, size of the line, quickness. What are some of the things? And probably all of them. But what is it that stands out?
They have athletes all over the field, Bill. They have a very, very good athletic quarterback who can extend the play when things break down. So we'll definitely have to be really disciplined with our pass rush lanes in those types of situations. At receiver, again, you talk about athleticism. You know, they have some receivers that can really run and go up and get the ball. So, again, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge for us. They run the ball very well. They keep things simple. But, again, they have the talent to do some pretty unique things on offense. So we're going to have to be sound on defense. We're going to have to pursue the ball. We're going to have to get off blocks. We're going to have to play as a unit. And offensively, we're going to have to take care of the ball. We'll take our shots when we can. But again, we got to protect the ball. And then obviously on special teams, we're going to have to be sound in the return in the kicking game.
Peter, your team's coming off two straight wins, a win over Beverly and Masconomet to wrap up the regular season. How has the team progressed? How would you summarize it over the eight games so far?
I think these last two games, Bill, we finally played four quarters of football. Even in some of our other early season wins, we never really put a complete game together. I feel like the last 2 weeks, we definitely competed for four quarters. You talk about, what I had mentioned before about the offense taking care of the ball. They did that. Defense, we played good team defense. And again, we were sound in the special teams area. So it's definitely a good way to go into the playoffs, obviously winning your last two games. But like I said before, we're living one week at a time here. And if we survive, we advance.
Yeah, the defense, for your defense, allowing just the one touchdown over the last two games. So that's obviously a great sign, at least moving into the playoffs. Peter, I'd love to have you tell us more, give our listeners, a quick overview. It doesn't have to be quick, but an overview of your team. And I think if we start on offense, get to some skilled players, and then the linemen and so on. Who are the players that are making the impact this year for Swampscott football?
Jack Hazel's been great on both sides of the ball. He plays our middle linebacker on defense. It's kind of our quarterback on defense. He's been very, very good. He's in, as a junior last year, he played the position. And this year, he never comes off the field. So, defensively, he's been very good for us. Offensively, he's a threat. He's got great speed, great hands, but even more of an asset to the team as a receiver as he blocks downfield. He's someone that, again, will do the dirty work when, whether we're running the ball or he's not the main read on a passing scheme. So Jack's been fantastic for us. Sam Madwerney has been great. He's just that unique blend of just power and speed. He's got great vision. He's been playing running back for us. He also plays a little bit receiver. He's been very good for us. Holden Riddell, who's another one of our senior captains on the offense and defensive line, He anchors both groups, and he's been a great, he's been a great leader, not only with the offensive defensive line, but as a team as a whole. Liam Keeney has been a two-way starter for us all year. He started on defense as a sophomore last year. Just a really high football IQ, extremely hard worker. Again, him and Jack Hazel kind of anchor that linebacking core. That's been very good for us on defense, and he's been playing on receiver for us on offense. So those are kind of, the three or four main guys from us that have really stood out. There's a lot more to mention, but again, I don't know how much time you have, Bill, but we've got great, we got great kids. They work extremely hard. They bought into the importance of practicing with intention of getting better. And, the coaching staff is really proud of them, and we're looking forward to seeing what happens on Friday night.
Maybe you could pluck a lineman or two out for me, Peter, to mention. Yeah, I'm not sure if you did.
Yep. Well, Holden, like I said.
Oh, Holden. Okay,
Holden Riddell's been starting it. We've talked about this, I think, in prior interviews, but, he went from coming in as a junior playing linebacker and running back, and we had a little bit of a shortage, on the offensive line, the defensive line last year, and he was the first one to volunteer to go down. So, like I said, he's the leader on both sides with those two groups. And, like I said, his leadership skills have also really developed, over the last year where he commands the team in the locker room and out in the field. So really proud of what he's been able to do.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to ask you about one other player. I've noticed him when I watched you play, Peter, and this is this sophomore running back, Will Bush. What can you tell me about him? Seems pretty quick.
Like all the other kids, Bill, he works at it. He understands the importance of the little details, but he fits in well with the group. We have a small senior class. We only have four seniors. But we have a big junior class, and a lot of multi-sport athletes. So, Will plays lacrosse with a lot of those kids in the spring. He runs indoor track with a lot of those kids during the winter season. So, they're around each other a lot, and they're really starting to gel. And the kids are playing at a high level. And like I said, it's going to come down to a little details, I think, on Friday, Bill. But like I said, we're happy with the practice week we've had so far. We'll polish some things up today, and then we'll hit the road to Linfield on Friday.
You got it. Coach, anything else you want to share with us about Swampscott football?
That's it. Go Big Blue.
Okay, you got it. You got a signature closure now, Peter. I like it. There you go. Peter Bush with us, head football coach at Swampscott High School here on MSONewsSports.com.